scared of you. They scared of what you represent to them.
All we represent to them, man, is somebody who needs a haircut.
What you represent to them is freedom.
What the hell's wrong with freedom, man? That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it's all about, all right. But talking about it and being it, that's two different things.
Y'all mine, dude. I've been so fucking hopped up on coffee, dude. It's fucking so cold I can't even drink a beer, dude. That's all I fucking think about right now is coffee, dude. I just want to fucking get warm, dude.
Fucking Starbucks junkie.
Yeah, you know,
Starbucks trying to stay warm.
I fucking make my own coffee, dude. Fuck that shit, dude. I don't make enough money right now to fucking afford Starbucks. But I was just, it's funny because I was just talking to my brother, dude. We've had a 12 pack of beer in the refrigerator. It's been there for about a fucking month, dude. What? None of us have fucking touched it, bro. There's like 7 beers left, and he bought it a while back. We were going to drink beers one night, and we're like, fuck it, let's do it. And then it was so fucking cold, I was like, I don't even want to drink, dude. And it's just been sitting in the fridge for like at least 4 or 5 weeks, dude. It has not been touched. I was just talking, like, dude, we haven't drank in a while. He goes, I know, when summertime comes, dude, we're getting fucking lit, dude. I was like, hell yeah, we're getting lit.
So this coming from the guy who 2 months ago at New Year's was buying all the beer he could get his hands on and drinking them about one every fucking 3.5 minutes.
I can't even fucking put a cold beer in my hand, dude. It's like, it hurts. Coffee feels so much better.
It's terrible. It's actually been freaking perfect here.
Yeah, it has.
How did we get to the point where we start this show with the weather every day, every time?
Well, you know what, dude? I'm just not, because we've lived in California our whole lives. We've had nothing to complain about other than it's been hot 7 months out of the year, you know, and it gets beautiful. But, I mean, the heat there is not like, it's just heat. It's not fucking, you know, swamp ass fucking humidity and fucking, you know, just dry ass weather here where you can't even fucking breathe, dude.
Well, I've already been here for a few years, so I'm kind of used to it. I know what to expect.
Yeah.
But it's been beautiful here the last 2 days at least. Well, 2 or 3 days since Friday.
It ain't beautiful here in Utah, bro.
It's awesome. It's 75, humidity, you know. Humidity's, you know it's there, but it's all right. It's tolerable.
Yeah, it's colder than a witch's dick right now here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's disgusting. I like it. I like the seasons, but like, fuck already. Let's start spring already and change the clocks and let's go.
I don't want to change the clocks. This is the clock change I don't like. It's the one that you lose an hour.
Yeah.
Right? So that just means you get up an extra hour earlier in the morning. It's brutal to get used to.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Takes me a half a year to get used to that. I have to wait until, October when it changes again before it's finally good?
Right.
Oh, fuck. Oh, man. So you don't fucking watch TV, right?
I don't, but my girl does. She watches a lot of TV, dude.
Oh, what kind of TV does she watch?
You know, she watches that new program. What's it called? Something About Us or some shit like that?
No idea.
I don't know. And it's one of the hot new fucking series that's out that all the women are watching, dude. But she does fucking watch mindless TV, dude. That's what I call it, mindless TV. Oh,
yeah, I'm well aware of mindless TV.
I can't, dude. You want to know what's shitty about fucking mindless TV, dude? Is you'll sit in front of the TV for a minute and be like, this is so fucking retarded.
I feel fucking dumber because I watched it, right?
But you fucking watch.
No,
you,
I don't.
Like, I continue watching it. I'm just like.
I don't. I will put up with only so much. And I have to get up and walk away. I can't stand that shit. I think my wife knows it because she'll be watching that shit. And when she hears me come in the room, she fucking changed the channel.
Oh, no shit? No, mine don't change it. I'm like, oh, what are you doing? Watching mindless TV? She's like, yup. I sure am. I'm like, fuck.
Yep,
I don't even want to fucking be in the room, but if I fucking point my head towards the screen, dude, I don't know what it's like, a fucking mind fuck. It just sucks you fucking in, dude. It just, it's like, I don't know what's going on. This is fucking retarded, but I'm watching it. You know, it's like, I don't, what the fuck? I just don't get it. It's all the same shit, dude. You know,
right.
I've actually done some fucking research on this, dude. And it's fucking actually fucking, it's brutally fucking impacting fucking youth of society right now.
Well, yeah, because most of the shit that's out there that's just, you know, look at me, these, a lot of these people that have these TV shows are fucking nobodies.
Right.
And yet all they are about is fucking status and what have they got and what are they getting and what's
physical
next
appearance.
And, right.
You know, what clothes they're wearing, fucking, you know, all materialistic. And all they fucking do is drink and party, dude.
Right. Well,
it's like, fuck, dude, that's not what life's about, dude. I don't, you know, and fighting and fucking just aggression and fucking,
well,
they're just,
you know,
like,
the craziest thing I think about it is that most, I would say most of the people who are even on those shows are not actually that way. If you actually spent a week with them.
Right.
The thing is they chop up that. Well, for one, a lot of that shit is scripted and it's all set up and
right.
the drama and all that bullshit. But even beyond that, any of it that might even be real, it's all so chopped up into these little bitty pieces. They can literally take anybody and edit them into whoever they want them to be.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, they can think
about that. Like if they followed me around for a week and then edited thing out, they could either make me the nicest person in the world or the biggest asshole on the planet.
Right? Well, you'd
with
have to
just
do
editing.
I mean, but you'd have to do asshole shit to be an asshole, right? Though, I mean, think about it.
Well,
it's
all in context, right?
Well, right.
It all depends on how you edit it up.
Right.
So, as I'm driving home and somebody cuts me off and I'm screaming asshole out the window.
Right.
You know, and then asshole out the window, you know, and then the next thing, you know, something else I'm upset about and they're just editing up those little pieces.
Yeah, and you're
like
lighting puppies on fire.
It looks like I'm an asshole from front to back
when the
reality is those puppies needed to be lit on fire.
That was the only
way to get the fleas off of them.
Reality is fucking totally get rid of fleas by lighting your puppies on fire.
Right. Next thing you know, kids are eating Tide Pods.
Right. Fucking in Tide Packs. The juice packs.
Oh, Christ.
Dude.
Well, it isn't just the drama TV reality shit that's mindless as well. You know, I'm a gearhead. I'm into cars. I'm into motorcycles. I'm into all that shit.
Yeah.
And I get sucked into all those reality TV, you know, automotive shows or whatever they are.
Right.
And I want to watch those shows because I want to see the cars they build. I want to see the motorcycles they build.
Well,
I want to see how they build them.
They're doing something. They're not just fucking drinking all day and partying and fucking buying clothes and shit, shopping.
Except that those shows do the same shit. It's drama.
Yeah.
It's all you can. I mean, if you know anything about any of that stuff, you can tell that that's all set up.
Yeah, it's all scripted.
I don't need some asshole to tell me that thing fucking that this thing is not running right because the fucking muffler, you know, is the wrong one.
Right.
It didn't have the outlet in the right place or some stupid shit that has absolutely nothing to do what's wrong with that thing.
So out of one of your shows you watch, out of that whole show, how much of it is drama where it's like there's a scripted part going where it's like, okay, this has nothing to do with the building part?
I would say 90%.
So for you, a TV show would be best if nobody said any, like if we video recorded building an engine, you could just watch that all day, right? Without any fucking...
I could. And see, that's where I've thought about that too, because that's sort of the thing. It's like, I understand that they're doing a TV show for a broad market, right?
Right.
Not everybody gives a shit about what they torque those screws to.
Right.
You know, or what anti-seize compound they used
right.
on them, or, you know, what
right.
the fuck ever it might be. Most people don't give a shit about that. They
right.
go on there to go, oh,
yeah.
did you hear what fucking senior said to junior this
right.
time? You know, I get that. But you know, I want someone to legitimately say, you know, just to put a real show together,
like a learning channel,
kinda, but a legitimate reality TV. Yeah. This is what we did. This is why we did it. These might be the issues we ran into, you know. But the problem is that if you're halfway good at what you do, you don't really run into all those problems that they talk about on those shows, right? Because you know what you're doing and you've already prepared for that. You know, that shit just isn't going to happen.
Right.
Right. So
right.
That's the stuff that just gets me. It's like, come on, I'm not fucking like, I'm not stupid.
Right.
Right. Right. I'm supposed to believe that's what happened when I saw what happened.
Right.
But that's what you're telling me. So so now you think that I'm stupid enough to believe that. That's like, get offended by that shit.
Fuck,
yeah,
dude.
It's rough. It's rough.
You know, that's why I don't ever since fucking Jersey Shore started, bro. I've not fucking watched TV. Dude, I caught my kids watching that shit one day and I'm watching. I'm like, what the fuck are you guys watching? And I watch movies, but I ever since fucking, you know, TV went stupid, I haven't watched TV, dude. So they're watching it and I'm like, really? This is what you think? You think this is cool? This is fucking, these guys act like homos, you know? It's like, well, you know, I'm not like that, but they're just gay. Like, that's gay, dude. It's like, dude, who waxes their eyebrows, dude? It's like, wow. that's not reality.
That's not your reality.
Dude, I'm like, what the hell, dude? It's like, oh, fuck. And you want to know what, okay, what real, the fucking shows that really get me are those game shows where whoever fucks over the most, the other person, wins the fucking show.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
fucking, yeah. Okay, what's those fucking, Survivor? Like Big Brother, you ever see that?
Survivor. You know what, I watched like the first season of Survivor, and back when maybe then it was actually a real like competitive,
yeah,
like sort of thing where it's not all about the drama of who's hooking up with who,
right?
Who's fucking who,
and that dude,
actually people just playing a game and trying to get over on somebody so they
can
win. Right?
You want
to
fucking put a show together? Put a group of people on a fucking island, okay? And
they
like
did that.
Okay,
it's called Survivor.
No, put a fucking group of people on an island. You leave them a fucking package with all the survival shit they need and come back in a year and see if they're still alive.
They did that.
No, but like for reals, like don't film it. Just come back and see what's there. You know what I'm saying?
Who's like, going to watch that, right?
Well,
look, they're alive. And then that's bullshit. There's a hotel on the island.
But think about it. If you really did put people to survive on island, okay, they've got Survivor. I get it. Yeah. But it's a big mindfuck show now. It's like, let me be friends with you so I can fuck you over so I can get one up on you. You know what
right,
I'm saying? Like,
right.
That's what we're teaching people. Let me fuck you right. over
yeah.
so I can get what I want.
But well, and you got the same thing with fucking Ink Master, right?
Right.
I mean, legitimately, Ink Master is a show where you compete about who's the best tattoo artist.
Right.
And yet, they still bring drama into it.
Yeah,
They pit them against each other. Right,
right. Right.
They pit them not against each other in who can tattoo better, but they pit them against each other in the mind game. Right.
Right.
Okay, you've done better this time, so you get to pick who has to tattoo what.
Yeah.
So now you're playing the mind fuck game.
Yeah.
Where you're mind fucking the next guy into doing a shitty tattoo to get rid of him because he's your competition. Blah 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 blah. Rather than just go, okay, today we're all going to fucking tattoo a spaceship and everybody, you know, whoever tattoos the best spaceship fucking wins for the day.
Right.
And the guy who tattoos the worst spaceship fucking goes home.
Yeah.
And that's the end of it. Yeah, right?
Well, I like what you said. Fucking gets to do a shitty tattoo on somebody. So who lines up for that fucking, like the guy who fucking, hey, I want to fucking be the guy who gets the shitty tattoo on him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
how do you know
what you're gonna get, right?
But how do they pick those people? I mean, like, if I was on that show and I was fucking one of the persons being tattooed, I'd be like, "Oh, dude, are you on here? But this isn't what you do really good. Fuck you, get the fuck out of here. I don't want a tattoo from you. I want a tattoo from him. You know what I'm saying?
And that's happened, right?
Yeah.
And people do that. They'll get on there and they're like, "I'm out," and they'll walk away.
Yeah.
And they don't get fucking tattooed.
Right.
And that's the fucking risk you take. And you know.
Yeah, that's good, that the whole mindfuck game shows, dude. I don't like that, dude. I'd rather see people get together and say, "Fuck, dude, let's do something." I want to see teamwork, dude. I want to see people get together and fucking like do something bitching, dude. Not fucking, you know. I'm gonna fuck her, and then I'm gonna fucking kick you out of my room, and then I'm gonna go fuck him. No, what? You know, it's like weird. No. You know, it's just that's what you're teaching kids. You know, I can go fuck her for something that I want, and
there's
nothing
reality about reality TV, right?
Fuck, dude, it's disgusting,
So then, when the people that grow up on that shit actually get into reality, that's what they expect it to be like,
right?
So that's how they act,
right?
Right, so that's what things become. You know, it's scary to think about that. That's, you know, but I mean, you always go to, you know, everybody says that, you know, you got two parents that work, and yes, society in the United States, people are working a lot more hours than they used to. So even more now than ever, you've got television raising your kids, right? So these are the examples that they're getting. And so this is the society that's fucking coming, is this phony ass, chopped up, edited bullshit that isn't actually real, but it's becoming real because it's the only real anybody knows, right? It's fucking scary.
It is, dude, and it's totally fucking scary.
I know.
I mean, you got these like that one show, Sweet 16, that was on MTV, where these fucking rich kids are getting these fucking ridiculous fucking parties for their 16th birthday, dude. And kids are watching that, dude. Like,
oh, yeah. Okay. Wait.
So think about it. I come home from a fucking 12-hour day, and my kid goes, "Hey, Dad, I want you to fucking throw me a Sweet 16 party and fucking, you know, this is how I want it." Fuck you, dude. How do you? Yeah. We're going to dinner.
I'm pretty sure my 16th birthday was my mom made me my favorite fucking meal.
Yeah.
And she probably made me a cake out of a box.
Yeah.
And then wrote my name on it in frosting.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I left with my buddies 16. And drank a fucking 12 pack, dude.
Yeah. Right? I mean, that was reality.
That was my reality. Fucking, dude. Do what I got to do at home. Fucking, you know, mind my P's and Q's, and then fucking try to fucking skedaddle out to my buddies so we can go drink beer, dude, and maybe smoke a little weed here and there. But fuck, dude, it was all fun and games, you know.
Yeah, I just
there's no fun. Yeah, dude, it's actually scary. It's actually scary because there's I'm on a website right now, and there's this guy. His name's Brad Gorham from Syracuse University, and this is what he says. Reality television has an effect on the behaviors of people in society. He claims that people are easily influenced by reality TV because they eventually copy the behaviors portrayed on television and use them in real life. So they're just fucking, he's basically saying just what we're talking about. They're seeing it and they're fucking portraying it. These people go get fucked up. Hey, I'm gonna go get fucked up. Hey, I lie to people. Hey, I'm gonna lie to people. Hey, I light shit on fire. Hey, I'm going to go light shit on fire, you know? It's like,
right,
fuck.
And because you grew up in a house with two parents who are gone a majority of the day and working late hours.
Right.
You don't have anybody really pulling you aside and saying,
hey, dude.
This isn't real.
That ain't reality,
call
dude.
Call it reality, but it ain't reality.
Yeah.
You know? They don't have that happening.
Yeah.
But then you go to school and you got other kids who are in the same situation, and they're all doing the same shit. So essentially, that is reality, right?
Well, attitude.
It's becoming reality.
It's and we think like what's that other show that MTV had, the fucking where the teen babies are
dude, that has gotten out of control.
Can you
got so many versions of that
dude
show.
It's like,
but
fucking
yeah,
let's promote fucking teen fucking pregnancy, dude.
Exactly. Yeah, let's glorify that a little bit, right?
Yeah, let's see how many fucking dudes Maggie can sleep with so she can get knocked up, you know? It's like, what the fuck.
Well, now they're it's the same. It's like, as far as from what I can tell, my wife watches that show, and I can't even fathom the thought of it. But now, from what I can see from the commercials and the previews, it's like, you know, the third or fourth fucking offshoot of that show with all the same people, and now the girl's pregnant again with like her third kid.
Fuck with,
you know,
daddy number
still,
three, right?
Well, no, probably with the same guy, but neither one of them have a fucking job, you know?
Well, yeah, they've got to keep making money.
Living,
they need to make another show.
Yeah, exactly.
They got to make another show.
Exactly.
Hey, so let me act stupid for you so you can pay me. Oh, okay.
Right.
Hey,
well, I
guess
mean, that's
what? I'm a fucking bigger retard than I was before. Come and film me.
isn't that what happened? Like, MTV started that whole deal,
yeah.
right? Because wasn't it the fucking Real World was like the first reality television show?
Yeah.
Like, let's take these people. Like, and I believe the intentions of that show were legitimate.
Right.
Let's take real people and put them in a house.
The first season.
And film them. Yeah. First season and film them.
Right.
And let's see what happens. And undoubtedly, you're going to put seven people or whatever the fuck it is in a house.
Yeah.
There's going to be some drama.
Right.
There's going to be some fucking, you know, there's going to be some crazy shit goes down. You put a bunch of 22-year-olds in
right.
a house together.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. And yeah, that's going to be probably fun and entertaining at some point. But then you get into season two and season three, and they figured out they can edit this shit.
Right.
And they can make it even more interesting.
Yeah.
And then, you know, shit's going on behind the scenes where they're telling this person this, telling this person that.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, they do these spin-off competition shows.
Yeah.
And then you've got the same dudes that were on the fucking reality TV show in the house are now on this show. And then they're on, and now they're like professional fucking reality TV stars.
Yeah. Yeah, is that a fucking
That's not reality.
Yeah. That's a profession now? A professional
I mean fuck. for some of that competition shit there were those that group of guys or group of girls or people that started out on like the Real World and the next thing you know they're in all those fucking competition shows.
Right.
And they've got personalities and you know, the nicknames and stuff. And that's how now they're celebrities. They're fucking,
Turbo and fucking Snake and fucking.
They're fucking Z-list celebrities, you know. Yeah, fuck, it's crazy.
It's just, dude, and fucking TV's just riddled with that fucking shit, dude.
No, it outnumbers any of the. I mean, it used to be kind of corny when I was a kid and you would watch a show and every fucking sitcom or television show you watched had some sort of a huggy-feely fucking feel-good message.
Yeah.
You know, it's some sort of life lesson.
Just, dude.
That shit has gone out the window.
What happened to fucking, like, shows like fucking Chips and fucking fucking Emergency and fucking Gilligan's Island, dude? Dude,
right?
I fucking love Gilligan's Island, dude.
Dude, I used to watch Emergency every day.
All the time, dude. I fucking love that show, dude. Fucking,
so
you know fucking Scooby-Doo. Let's go. I'll still watch Scooby-Doo. I think Scooby-Doo's great, dude.
You know what the problem with that stuff is? Is there's a little bit of that out there still. And when I watch
CSI.
It now,
it's called Law and Order and CSI. That's it.
Okay. There's that. There's my wife watches a show. It's called The Good Doctor. It's about a surgeon. I think he has autism or something. Something like that. Anyway, that you know, it's a pretty good show. And you know, and what was that? House.
Oh, was House another, was good one.
Okay.
He played guitar.
But think about it. House was good. But it has the same problem. That show has the same problem that this other new show has that she watches. And a lot of the shows like it. It's literally the same show every fucking episode, right? I mean, what was House? Somebody's in the hospital and nobody can figure out what's wrong with them. House wants to do the thing nobody thinks should be done.
Yeah.
What will happen? You know? And of course, he's right.
Right.
And it works.
Right.
You know, every fucking episode. That gets old real fast.
Okay.
What's
going
to happen
my
now?
Favorite show? Okay. I don't know why they fucking stopped doing this show because it wasn't reality. I mean, I don't know if it was. What was that one show that Joe Rogan had where they had to fucking...
Fear Factor.
Fear Factor, dude. That was a great show. Like, okay, that, like, in Japanese fucking shows. Like their
American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, like, dude, they're stupid shit. Like, the ones where they fucking, out and they're all, I like to fuck cows, you know? And they gotta run through this fucking maze and shit, you know?
What the fuck was that show called where they had the American guys would overdub the voices?
Yeah.
That was hilarious. That shit was fucking funny. Yeah.
Or like they fucking be like, I like midgets during the wintertime. Or they fucking come out dressed up fucking all stupid and run a fucking maze and get fucking clocked in the head.
Stupid, slippery chocolate sauce mushrooms.
Oh,
or
God,
crazy
dude.
Like
fuck,
that. Yeah.
Dude. But no, Fear Factor was like one of my favorites, too, because I always just wanted to see people eat stupid shit, dude.
Oh,
it's like,
God,
fucking no way
part.
They're not going to eat maggot cheese, dude. Oh, fuck, she's doing it, dude. And she would do it like a champ, you know? You'd be like, fuck yeah, bitch, eat that shit.
And then the dude right behind her would do it. He'd take two bites and
he'd
be puking in his mouth.
It's like, fuck, that chick's got bigger balls than you, bro.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I fucking used
to
love that
they tried
to
bring that show back, and it didn't last very long.
Really? Well, it's because it's fucking reality TV. There's no reality to it. It's just fucking Daredevil shit, dude.
Right, yeah. You know? Joe Rogan talks about that show all the time. He's like, when they offered me that, he was like, sure, I'll do it. This shit's not going to be around very long.
Yeah.
This is fucking stupid.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
But the other, you've probably seen it on YouTube, the fucking one where it's a Japanese show, and they fucking, it's in the dark, right? And they fucking have to go up to this fucking glass box and figure out what the smell is, right? So they there's like three boxes, right? So one's like a fucking, like a, I don't know, it's like a cake, and the other one's like a cheeseburger. And then the last one's is some dude's ass, like right there, dude.
Oh.
And they're like putting their face to it, and they're like sniffing, sniffing, sniffing. And then he goes, that's someone's ass. And then he starts fucking like gagging and shit. Oh, fuck, dude, it's so fucked. Now, that's reality. Now, if someone's ass is my face, reality is I'll probably fucking gag, dude.
Right? Yeah, no shit. Oh, fuck, that's terrible.
But, dude,
I don't, you know, I think I'm going the way of Jesse lately. There's a handful of shows that my wife and I watch together. And other than that, I find myself on YouTube just trying to, like, learn shit.
Yeah, and that's, dude, I think YouTube's like one of the greatest fucking gifts to us of all time, dude. Because there's, you know, millions of people just fucking putting shit out there, dude.
Putting information out there.
You can learn how to breastfeed a baby on YouTube, dude. You know,
I don't know if that'll ever come in handy, but there's lots of things you can learn that will come in handy. And I suppose you could learn some things that you just might never use but wanted to know.
Dude, my favorite fucking YouTuber, I don't know his name, dude, but when I see his, because I get updated, like I get a bell that rings when somebody puts a new post up.
Right, yeah.
And as soon as this guy fucking puts a post up, I'm like, fucking, what the fuck? Dude, he's a rat. He fucking does rat traps, dude.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that.
This guy, it's called Rat Trap Monday, dude. And all he does is fucking learn how to fucking, like, gets vintage mouse traps or vintage rat traps or builds his own rat traps or mouse traps, dude. And I'm like, fucking dude, some of the shit he does is just genius, dude. I'm just like, dude, I don't even want to ever go buy another mouse trap. I want to build my own mouse trap, dude. It's fucking just awesome, dude.
All you need is a fucking 5 gallon bucket, a coat hanger, and a soda can.
Yeah, dude. And fucking, he does a plank. It's called the plank, dude, or the fucking they call it a turbine. I think a turbine mouse trap.
They walk out onto the soda can and they fucking
shoot
right into the bucket of water.
Okay, there's a new way, dude, and it's fucking genius, dude. And this is reality to me, dude, because this is what the shit I want to learn. Like, I want this stupid shit in my head, dude.
Oh,
so
God.
He gets a 5 gallon bucket, fills it up with water, right? And then you know what perlite is, right? The fucking
uh-huh. Yeah.
So
it's the little white balls in Miracle-Gro.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
So you get the perlite, and it's a little dense, right?
Right.
But it'll float on top of water.
Oh, shit.
So what you do is you fill the top up with fucking perlite on top of the water, throw fucking sunflower seeds in the middle of it.
So when they dig down in, they
When they, they'll fucking go to it, but when they feel the perlite and they feel it's a little fucking, okay, I can walk on this shit, right when they fucking put 2 feet on that motherfucker, zoop. It's like fucking genius, dude. It's awesome, dude.
It's so fucked up.
I'm like, fucking, that's great, dude.
That is literally like reality TV for mice.
Yeah, dude.
Right? That's dude. It looks fucking real on the surface, dude. But it's not.
I have watched hours of that shit, dude. Hours of it. There's another guy, dude, who shoots magpies out in Britain, dude, because they're infested with magpies, right?
Out in the
so they're like killing everything out there. So all he does for hours, dude, is shoot birds, and like he'll do it in slow motion, fucking. Puts windage and yardage up, dude. And it's just like, and I'm just sitting on my computer just watching him fucking shoot birds. And I'm like, oh, that guy's looking like he has so much fun, dude. I'm like, fuck, I want to go to Britain and shoot birds, dude.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But, I mean, that's just the fucking, that's the stupid shit I'm into. I mean, fuck, to me, that's reality. Fucking magpies are overtaking fucking Britain. Let's go shoot them. Reality is we gotta kill them.
There's no drama involved, right?
No it's drama just a dude involved. Shooting all you need is a fucking a 17 HMR and fucking or a 22 and fucking go for it, dude.
Oh, that's too funny.
Whatever happened to remember that other show, the fucking the gun show? We're way into that one where they do the target shooting or the shooting.
Oh yeah, the shooting competition.
Yeah, what was that one called?
Yeah, that was Top Shot.
Top Shot.
Yeah, it just went away.
Dude, that was a great show.
They were supposed to be doing another one, and the dude that did that show was supposed to be doing another show just on like the history of guns. I don't think that ever happened either. Yeah, it just disappeared. It just didn't come back. That show was fucking awesome.
Yeah, that show was fucking cool as fuck, dude.
I mean, that prompted. We lived a little bit of that reality because of that show.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Dude, well, she should tell people about that. What we used to do.
I don't know if we should tell people about that. It might not be so legal.
Yeah.
But
those
those
tracer rounds were pretty fucking cool that night, though, dude. I have to tell you that, dude.
Disclaimer, we were not in California. Not in California.
That first night we were there, I was like, whoa,
yeah, that was pretty
badass,
fuck,
right? Dude. That thing looked like it went 100 miles, dude. I was like, dude, it's not stopping, dude. Oh, fuck. Hey, you want to see something cool? Yeah,
you
watch
see
this.
Something cool?
Boom! What the fuck?
Yeah, good times.
Oh, fuck. That was some good reality right there, dude. Reality is that round would fuck you up, probably.
The reality is any of them would fuck you up.
Yeah, fuck, dude. That was so fucking cool.
I think the most fun was probably the exploding 22
Oh,
targets.
Fucking yeah, dude.
Those
I was like,
tiny ones? Those
what the
brutal.
Fuck? Yeah, dude.
There's nothing left of the box.
Hey, Chris, how loud are they? I don't know. It's little. Just a little cap. Boom! What the fuck? Oh, that was fucking hilarious, dude. I remember when the first one went off, I was like, oh, shit scared the shit out of me, dude.
Yeah. Hey, guys, you know that cardboard box that we taped that to? Yeah, it's gone.
Right?
It doesn't exist.
Yeah, that was a good that was a good challenge. That was fun.
Dust. Yeah, that was tons of fun.
Fucking shit. Reality is fucking small, tiny explosives will fuck you up.
Yeah. Yeah, when you have to mix the components of it together in a static free bag, you know good shit's about to happen.
Fuck yeah.
I need to find some more of those. I don't have any more.
What were those called? Jackasses or what were they called?
I don't know if that's what they were called.
But wasn't it like wasn't a donkey remember. Punch or something like that?
I don't remember. I don't know if it was that. I remember that dude was that dude was from San Diego that was making them.
Yeah, down south. Yeah, that was fucking fun.
Yeah, those were pretty cool.
So yeah, we did our own reality fucking shoot.
Essentially, we did. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was 3 years in a row, right? Yeah. 3 seasons.
Hell yeah.
I think I took second place every time.
Right?
All 3, yeah. Yeah, anyway.
That was fun.
Good times.
Good times. The moral of the story is reality TV can eat a bag of dicks, dude.
Yeah.
A
big bag.
We need to get rid of this shit, dude. Oh, did you hear about this fucking movie Dude, it's called fucking, I want to check this out because when I was researching all this shit, I was like, what the fuck? There was a, they made a movie called Ring Bling, I think.
Ring Bling?
Yeah. So, I don't know if you remember, but do you remember some fucking kids fucking robbing all the fucking celebrities out in Beverly Hills?
No.
Well, it fucking, it, it's based off a true story. And what was happening is these kids were fucking, they wanted everything that all these fucking people had. Like right. all these celebrities, like Paris Hilton and fucking all those bigwig, you know, celebrities or reality celebrities. So they were going and robbing their fucking homes, dude. So they could have their shit, dude. So they had to get,
and they knew their way around,
right? Well, yeah, fuck, right? So they wanted their stuff that they had because, you know, they saw them flaunting it all the time. So they said, fuck it. I'm going to go rob these motherfuckers. And they did. They made a movie about it, dude. It's called Ring Bling.
Huh.
I was like, fuck, dude. Now, how does somebody fucking go that far? I mean, how involved in that fucking shit do you have to be where you're like, fuck, I'm going to go rob that motherfucker? You know?
Well,
that's
that's
intense, dude.
Well, but it's not any different than like when we were younger, you know, if you had a system in your car, you didn't fucking blare it rolling into your buddy's neighborhood or back into your neighborhood.
Right.
When you were out on the streets, you had that shit cranked up so the world could hear it.
Right.
But when you pulled into a neighborhood, you kept it on the lowdown so nobody knew what the fuck you had.
Right. Exactly. Right?
So it's kind of the same thing. Like, you're out there showing the whole world what you got.
Yeah.
And somebody's going to go, I'm going to fucking take that.
Yeah.
Right? There's always somebody who's going to take that.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I don't
know. I had that happen to a buddy. I lived in an apartment. He parked in the church parking lot next door. Fucking was at my house for like 2 hours. Came out, his fucking windows were smashed and all his stereo shit was gone.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude.
In a church parking lot.
I was a kid, bro. I had a friend, right? And fucking, this is back in my breakdancing days.
Just one friend?
Well, he was a friend. He was he wasn't adopted, but he was a foster child. He was living at these people's homes, right? Mm. And, you know, they used to take in a bunch of kids. And, dude, fucking, I used to be a breakdancer. Dude, I had that, you know, the dual deck fucking big boombox, dude. Fucking just sick system, dude. And I'm fucking blasting Egyptian Lover, right, dude? And fucking me and my buddy are breakdancing to this shit, right? So, dude, we go on vacation, dude, and fucking homeboy knew we were going on vacation, came and fucking robbed our house, dude.
Oh, wow.
Fucking cocksucking son of a bitch, dude. I was like, fucking, I didn't know that until we fucking moved out of that house and my mom told me, dude, like, yeah, you know who robbed us? I was like, fuck, no, your fucking buddy did. And I was like, what? That motherfucker. I was like,
how did she know?
Because they caught him.
Oh,
they
really?
They found him, dude, with our shit, but he had fucking got rid of all of it, dude. I was like, wow. Fucking son of a bitch, dude.
That sucks. Madness. It's a crazy world.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to believe anymore, dude. I don't watch news. I don't believe in politics anymore. I don't fucking watch reality TV. I watch YouTube.
I watch YouTube. YouTube is the only thing that's real.
Yeah. Well, to me it is, because they're really actually doing it.
Yeah. That's fucking funny.
Yeah,
I hear you, though. I'm with you on that. I mean, I watch a fair amount of it just to learn shit. Because, like, the rest of it seems like a waste of time. Just some nonsense, drama, yada, yada. I did this. I did that. I'm doing that. Whatever.
Yeah.
Show me something that I can use.
Yeah.
Teach me something, right?
Yeah.
That's what I want. Yeah. Teach me something. So YouTube is, like, the perfect place for that.
Right.
I can learn something all day long. You know, from multiple people, all in one place.
Right. There's that Cambodian fucking channel that I watch too, dude. Where these
Jesus
fucking
Christ.
Dudes that where they're trappers, dude. They well fucking think third world country. They don't fucking have the technology we have, right?
Right.
You know where they can go out and fucking go fucking shoot a bird. They got to trap a bird. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're talking about the quail trappers?
Yeah, dude. And the
Those
fucking
guys are badass.
They're fucking badass, dude. And then the way they fish, they don't fish with fucking poles and shit, dude. I mean, they build their own contraptions and yeah, fucking
traps.
They fucking catch multiple fish, dude. I'm like, fuck
right.
these fucking genius fuckers, dude. And they, but yet they don't have a pot to piss in, dude.
Meanwhile, you get a ticket for fishing with two poles.
Right, exactly, dude. I get a fucking $500 fucking fine for fishing with two poles. Cock sucking son of a bitch, dude. God, fuck, dude.
Oh, man.
Miserable, dude. Just yep. miserable, dude.
Well, let's get into some reality music.
Let's what do you it. Say? Let's do it.
Okay. I got some fun ones for you.
Yeah, I was checking these out, dude. I was like, oh, okay.
I stumbled upon a couple things I hadn't heard in a while, and yeah, let's talk about these.
Right.
Okay. So, my first song is by a group from back in, shit, I forgot to notate it, like early 70s, late 60s, Loggins and Messina.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm not so familiar with Messina. I thought his name was John Messina, but I think I saw something that said Jim Messina. I'm not even sure, but I know who Loggins is.
Like, Loggins as in like
Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins, yeah.
Yeah, before he was Kenny Loggins. Well, I guess he was always Kenny Loggins, but before
Benny Loggins before?
Well, no, he was Kenny Loggins, but he was in Loggins and Messina. Right? Uh-huh. So, the song is Mama Don't Dance. your Mama Don't Dance. And the reason I
Your Mama
this
Don't
song,
Dance and Your Daddy Don't Rock and Roll?
Exactly. Okay. So the reason I picked the song is I'd bet a lot of people who are into this kind of music, people who are into this have heard it, but people who are into the similar music that we're into have probably heard this song, even this version of it. But when I was younger, I didn't know that they did the original of this.
Uh-huh.
So the first version of this song that I heard was from Poison.
Oh, yeah. Poison did do it.
It was a good song, and yeah. I liked it. And I remember, you know, my parents or whatever were like, yeah, that's not how that song goes.
Yeah. Who the fuck is this?
Yeah, what the fuck
Who
is
are
that?
Those chicks fucking singing this song?
Why does that dude have cotton candy on his head?
The fuck's that guy's face look like that?
Yeah.
Fuck. So. But yet they were all over your fucking wall, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly, right, exactly. So, yeah, Your Mama Don't Dance, great, good song.
Yeah.
You know, Your Mama Don't Dance, Your Daddy Don't Rock and Roll. It's the good old, you know, your parents don't listen to the same shit you do.
Yeah.
So, Loggins and Messina, great song. They did it, they're the original artist for that song. Like I said, Poison did it. That's kind of what I was familiar with. My next song
I could just remember fucking CC DeVille fucking ripping a
it's funny because I actually listened to this and I was playing it for my wife and I was like, have you heard the song? She goes, it sounds familiar. And then I played the Poison version. She's like, oh yeah. But it is totally different, right? Because the Loggins and Messina versions, it's a little upbeat song, but it's like kind of acoustic, whatever. You know, and then you play the Poison song, and like within the first 10 seconds, there's this fucking ripping solo that CC DeVille's playing over everything. So, yeah, it's a very different song. So my next song is by a band called the Five Man Electric Band.
What the fuck?
You've heard the song. You've heard of the band. The song's called Signs, right? Signs everywhere, the signs blocking up the scenery.
Well, okay, fucking Tesla does it.
Yeah, exactly. So there's you're catching on to the theme.
Yep.
So the first time that I heard this song was Tesla's version of it, right? Or probably around the same time as the Poison version of Your Mama Don't Dance.
Right.
Killer song. And Tesla did an acoustic version of it. You know, they did it a lot of justice.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, yeah. Well,
they didn't make it crazy rock and roll style. They kind of did it in the original style.
Right. So if you would have put fucking artist as fucking Tesla, I would have been like, oh, yeah, signs.
Yeah, yeah,
signs.
Exactly. So this is the original version of that song by the Five Man Electric Band. And it's very similar to the Tesla version. Uh-huh. So. But yeah, my original was like the Tesla, and same thing. My parents were like, you know, that's not the original.
Right.
Damn it. Again.
Son of a bitch. Where are you guys come? Where do you guys get this shit from?
Okay. And my third song, this one's really interesting. So you've heard Blinded by the Light, right?
Blinded by the light. Revved yes, up like exactly. a douche. No, I always thought he said revved up like a yeah, revved up like a douche.
Yeah, everybody thinks that, right? No, that's not it. So I believe that was ELO, right? Electric Light Orchestra?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay. That's the version everybody knows of that song.
Fuck, like, dude.
Even your parents.
So reality is these fucking artists didn't write these songs, dude.
The reality is that Bruce Springsteen did that song originally.
Exactly.
'67, I think.
Fuck, he goes back that long, dude?
Yeah, crazy.
Dude, how old is that fucking guy, dude?
He's dirt.
Dude, he's fucking old, huh?
Yeah.
You know, I just...
Well, maybe he was young.
It's so funny because I was just watching a video. It's so funny you put Bruce Springsteen, dude, because I just watched a video on YouTube. He did Ghost of Tom Jones with Tom Morello. And, dude, I don't know if Bruce Springsteen's the original fucking writer of Ghost of Tom Jones. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
But Rage Against the Machine does a version of it.
Right.
So funny you fucking did that, dude. It's weird.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, dude.
You know the drummer for the E Street Band?
Uh-huh.
His son is the drummer for Slipknot right now.
No shit?
Yeah.
The little guy, Timmy or Tommy or whatever his name was. What was that guy's name for Slipknot?
I have no
idea. He's not in the band anymore?
No. A couple years ago, the drummer left, and then I got this guy in.
Yeah, I know he did a fucking... he was doing a Hollywood Sluts or some shit like that. Or Whoa. He had a band. It was weird. He did a whole makeup thing, like the whole fucking Vixen thing, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was kind of weird. Hollywood...
Interesting.
Hollywood Vampires or some shit like that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's, what's his name? Who's the fucking, no, that's gotta be something else. They didn't do makeup or anything, I don't think.
Well, they were wearing fucking pleather.
Well, there's a band that fucking, what's his name? Who's the actor? The dude that did the pirate movies. What the fuck?
Johnny Depp?
He's in a band. I think it's called Hollywood Vampires. It's him and Joe Perry from Aerosmith and Alice Cooper. And then I don't know who the rest
of the band is. I saw YouTube again. I saw him
writing, doing
the solo for one of their songs. And he was trying out a new guitar. I think it was a Gibson SG. Yeah. And it was like a fucking killer looking fucking guitar. And I was like, fuck, that's a nice guitar.
So, is that the band that you're thinking of?
I don't know, dude. I just remember fucking the word Hollywood in it. It was like a total... they looked like a total glam band, but like metal.
The Hollywood Undead?
No, not those fucking guys, dude.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Aren't they like a rap fucking band, Hollywood Undead?
Yeah, I think
Yeah, they're like a rap core band.
But I think they wear fucking makeup too, though.
Really?
I think so. I don't know. I could just be starting.
I want to hear about it. Blinded by the Light again.
You want to hear Blinded by the
Light? Yeah, I want to hear the story, dude. Bruce Springsteen wrote this in 67.
And it's 60, I think it's 67, yeah.
And how does that version go? Is it totally different?
It's a little slower, but it's actually not bad. It's a little clearer. You can actually kind of understand the lyrics a little better.
Yeah, I'm going to have to fucking listen to these fuckers.
It's not quite as... like hooky or catchy as the ELO version. It's not quite as rock and roll. But I guess from the little blurb thing that I saw about it was that it was in Bruce Springsteen wrote it in response to his record company or management or somebody that was like, this is a great album, but you don't have any hits on this album. So he wrote this song. And sure enough, it didn't become a hit for him either.
Right. That's crazy, so, dude.
Well, what I think is crazy is the amount of songs that came out, like, 60s, 70s rock and roll era that were covered by other 60s, 70s bands in such a short period of time.
Right.
Because now, you know, when people do covers, typically they'll do a cover of a song from, like, the 60s or 70s or maybe even the 80s.
Right.
But you don't see somebody necessarily doing a cover in 2018 of a song that came out in 2012.
Right. It's got to be a fucking...
It's got to be fairly old.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Well, right.
So you don't see it happening all that quickly. But if you look at... Was it Hendrix? What the fuck was it? All Along the Watchtower? All Along the Watchtower.
Hey Joe's a cover. Yeah, Hey Joe's a cover.
But I think All Along the Watchtower, if I'm correct, that's the song that was a fucking Bob Dylan song. And
yes, it is. It is.
And literally, like, Bob Dylan came out with it, and 6 months later, Jimi Hendrix came out with it.
Yeah, Red House isn't his either. Red House is an old blues song. That's a really old one.
Yeah.
It's really weird because a lot of Jimmy's stuff, like, that made him popular, or a lot of the things, I mean, that were written by other people, like...
Was not necessarily his.
But he fucking was known for his blues guitar playing and then became a rocker, but became popular in Britain. And it's funny because all the stuff that's being released, that, like, all his newer stuff that's been released by his family is totally fucking... It's like really fucking... Whoa, that's not like that doesn't sound like Jimi Hendrix. It's like fucking different, you know? Right. I mean, as far as like his playing styles, I mean, a lot of his newer stuff is just like, whoa, that dude, he was on a sick one when he wrote that one.
Just playing experiment.
Yeah,
exactly. Right?
Well,
his whole game.
Yeah, that was his whole game when he had toured so many tours with those two albums that he made, those first two albums he made.
Yeah.
He didn't want to fucking play rock and roll anymore. It was like, you know?
Let's play with something else. Yeah. Let's get the 12-string acoustic out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Play Hear My Train Coming. That's what fucking happened, dude.
Nice. So those are my three. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, dude, I like
just
the way
kind of triggered,
I like
triggered from that one.
Yeah, I like the spin.
Triggered
on
that, from that one song that I was like, man, I remember this song.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, but I don't know the original. So what other songs do I only know like the newer version of? So
right.
Cool.
Yeah, that's
fucking
those
are my
cool.
three.
So. My first song, because we talked about fucking Stone Temple Pilots last week.
Yes.
And so I listened to that song and I fucking absolutely hate it. And I was like, fuck, dude, why can't they just fucking make the first Stone Temple Pilots? Do what made you fucking famous. It's like, I don't get it. Why do bands do this? So, of course, I'm on Spotify and I fucking said band related artists, right? And fucking, I was like, Mad Season. I was like, fucking, that's Lane Staley. Staley.
Yes.
And I was like, fuck, that was a fucking great album, dude.
That is an amazing album.
That was a fucking good album. And I fucking, it's like, you know, a lot of it almost sounds like experimental grunge, but there's a couple songs and Lifeless Dead is like it's like one of the harder songs on the fucking album.
Yeah.
But dude, it's such a fucking great song. And it's typical Lane fucking, you know, just talking about his fucking wanting to be dead all the time.
Right,
but
who's his
voice?
Did Jerry Cantrell do the guitar on that?
No. Who was it? Let me see. It was fuck. I think it was somebody from Temple of the Dogs. One of the fucking Pearl Jam guys, I think.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I don't remember who all was in that band. I knew at the time it was like one of the kind of
Pearl Jam. It's Mike McCready. From Pearl Jam.
Okay.
And drummer from Screaming Trees, Barrett Martin.
Yeah, I knew there was somebody from Screaming Trees.
Yeah, it was a super group, but, dude, it was...
Yeah.
That was a fucking group.
But it was a super group that wasn't
like
Temple of the Dog.
Exactly.
Right? They didn't make it big radio.
No.
But
fucking,
that album is fucking killer.
Oh, it's so fucking... I just love Lane Staley's fucking voice, dude.
It's really different from most of the stuff that they did, right? It's really... That whole album's really mellow and...
Right.
And kind
of
easy.
Yeah, and it's like... That was like the start of like stoner rock, kind of. I think, because it has that vibe, you know?
Right.
Just the fucking
real
laid back, mellow, like... Crunchy guitars, but fucking mellow at the same time. It's just
we used to use that album like whenever we would have parties and stuff. At the end of the night, right when the party's starting to wind down, somebody would put that album on, and you put that album on, you knew that things were almost over.
Yeah,
it was just a real nice, just turn it down.
Yeah,
and roll
it right on out of it. You know, fucking just light in the background, dude.
Yeah. No, it was cool.
Yeah,
killer album.
It's a fucking great album.
Don't think that you're going to listen to this album and have something to do.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Listen to this album. Listen just to, for kickback
no,
and relax.
Smoke a fat fucking J to this fucking album. Because that's the fucking it gives you that.
That's
fucking,
the tone of the album.
It's a relaxed tone, bro.
Really, yeah, mellow.
Yeah, and it's a I love it. And it's a, it was a great album. And fucking, what was the other one?
River of Deceit.
Deceit, yes. Great fucking song, dude. That dude, Lane was just so bitching, dude.
Yeah.
Again, I was on YouTube, bro, and I was fucking watching some of their videos, dude, and just, goddamn, they were such good performers, dude. Great fucking band. That's a band, dude. Like, I always say, like, that time, if you brought that band today, dude, they would start a whole new fucking scene, bro. It would be a fucking total, there would be a, it would be called not grunge, but something else, dude. And, dude, they just had it, dude.
Have you ever listened to Jerry Cantrell's solo stuff? His solo album?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, he's, dude, great. There's a guy, I'll have to send you a link, bro. I don't know what his name is off because there's so many fucking people I follow. But he breaks down Bleed the Freak and the way they wrote that, the writing style. Dude, he fucking basically says these guys were geniuses, dude. And I don't even think they really even fucking knew it, you know?
No.
And that's the fucking, that's the crazy thing is that's how good they were, you know? It's like a Led Zeppelin thing. You know, you got all these great musicians, but fucking did they know they were really great, you know?
They're just doing their thing,
exactly,
doing what they do.
Exactly.
You know? Like, it feels right. Let's keep doing it.
Yeah, dude.
So
fucking crazy, dude, how fucking these guys work, you know, and their thought process. But
that's art.
Yeah,
though, right?
Exactly. You know? Exactly. Anyways, and that's Lifeless Dead, Mad Season, off the Above album. My second song is, it's a Southern band. These guys are from Memphis. A song called No Time to Lose, Southern Avenue, off a Southern Avenue album. And there's a chick singer on this, dude. She's fucking bad as fuck, dude. Very, very beautiful. It's Sade-ish type voice, dude, but with that Southern blues hint to it, dude. Very soul R&B, but she's got fucking pipes, dude. I've listened to this album a couple times. Now that I have headphones in my truck, I'm listening to fucking music now in my truck while I'm working. And I've gone through this album and it's a great album, but this singer brings out the best in all their songs. Cause she's got a fucking, such a great fucking voice, dude. It's just so it's very pleasing to listen to, you know, like Adele. Like, I could listen. I'm not necessarily into that music, but, dude, the way she sings, I could fucking... She's just a beautiful voice. And that's what this fucking band has. And it's very Southern rock. I mean, there's horns in it. There's, you know, the B. Hammond 5 shit going on and fucking lots of soul and that Memphis Delta shit. But fucking good fucking... If you're into that, you know, women blues singers, gotta listen to this chick. Or this band, I should say band, Southern Avenue.
Check it out.
And then my third one, because that's all I've been listening to lately is just fucking blues. Broken Heart by Supersonic Blues Machine. These guys are supposed to be like a super band, but they're not super artists themselves. They're just they're really known artists, but they collaborated together. And this song actually features Billy Gibbons in the. The album's called California Soul, but it's a fucking, it's a heavy blues rock fucking trio, that have some featured guests on them. I think like, Eric Giles is on it. Fucking the guy from Toto's on it. I forget his name. He's a really good guitar player, but, it's a really good fucking album. If you're into driving blues, like that fucking steamrolling fucking fucking just heavy riff shit, it's good, dude. And that's the reason why you'll hear this song, you say, oh, fuck, sounds like ZZ Top. Well, yeah, Billy Gibbons is in it, and he probably fucking had something to do with it. So
what's funny is he's got like a solo album out that I can't get into. Because it doesn't sound like ZZ Top.
Right. You know, that's funny how when...
It's kind of boring.
Yeah. I've listened to Billy Gibbons. Like, he's a really great guitar player. He's one of the originators of that blues rock shit that we listen to now.
Right, yeah.
But, like, it's funny how when other artists go to other bands and they do stuff, it's like, okay, I know you for this, and that's what I want to fucking hear, you know? Right. And it's so hard to hear them do something else. It's like when, you know, when, like, for instance, Stone Temple Pilots had that fucking first album, and it was Plush, I believe, right?
I think so, yeah.
It was hard. It drove, you know? And then they come out with the next one, and you've got Vaseline, you know? And it's like, well, that's not fucking Plush, you know? That's not, you know, that's fucking give me that shit. It's like almost like the Metallica thing where you go from fucking, you know, Injustice for All to the Black Album, you know? It's like, fuck. No.
You know, it was interesting. I heard a song off the Black Album the other day, and I was like, you know, it made me think about that. I actually kind of wanted to, well, I was going to talk about that. It's funny you mention it, but the Black Album is a great album.
Uh-huh.
But it's not a Metallica album.
No.
Right? It's, if it were any other band, like if that album came out and it were a different band, it would be amazing.
Right.
And it still is a great album. But it's not, it's totally different.
I read
like it's a bad thing, but then it's not really a good thing either.
I did read it because it was fucking scripted on YouTube as it was going. But James Hetfield didn't want to do that album. He was like, this doesn't feel right. But all the members in the band wanted to do this album, and James Hetfield didn't want to do this album. But it's funny, and I think it's probably one of their fucking biggest fucking album because they did that whole transition, that crossover where they were doing the metal.
They just
and then
fucking
they went to rock.
Fell off the cliff after that.
Yeah, but they went into that rock where other genres could listen to them because they weren't the thrash metal anymore, you know?
Right.
They fucking toned it down.
See, I don't have a problem with a band like changing their style. Like, obviously, they started as, you know, they listen to Kill 'Em All, and then you listen to the Black Album. They're worlds apart from each other.
Right.
Right? They're not even close to the same thing. And I don't have a problem with a band that starts out with Kill 'Em All. And as they get older, and as they mature, and as their writing style changes, and as their music style changes, and they want to try something different as artists.
Right.
And that's what they progress into. I don't have a problem with that. And you can sort of see that progression. Right? Because And Justice for All, as great of an album as it is, it's still not as hard as Kill 'Em All.
No. It doesn't have that fast-paced fucking...
No, it's not a thrash album, right?
Right,
it's a hard rock, heavy metal album.
Right.
And, you know, and then the Black Album's a hard rock album. And then after that, I don't even know what the fuck happened. But now I hear... I actually heard something the other day where it was either Kirk Hammett or James Hetfield that said, you know, our music now doesn't sound like old guys playing it. And I thought, you're right. It doesn't sound like old guys playing it. It sounds like old guys trying to sound like young guys playing
right.
it. You're trying too fucking hard, and I can hear it.
Right.
Knock it off.
Yeah.
Just do whatever the fuck you're going to do,
yeah.
but knock that shit off. I've said it before. I'm sort of lost on Metallica at this point. I think they had one little spike in Death Magnetic. Was a halfway decent album.
I thought it was decent album.
It was put together fairly well. I think there was some production issues that were sort of out of their hands on it that made it sound kind of different in some places. But as an album and as music, I think it was their sort of fucking death call because it was like their last good thing. I don't think they're going to do that again.
Right.
You know, their new album that they have now, just I listened to it once and I don't even want to listen to it again.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's kind of back to the.
It's
to
not
the whole
Holy
load,
Wars,
reload.
Baby. You don't want to. You want to
no,
know?
Fuck no.
The greatest fucking song ever written, dude. Fucking Holy Wars, dude.
Hell yeah.
I looked at the tablature on that the other day because I was like, fuck.
Oh,
you know what?
Insane,
I think I want to learn fucking Holy Wars. I looked at it. I was like, I'm not gonna learn it today, but this is gonna be a fucking bitching fucking song when I do learn it, dude.
Yeah. And that, I mean, that, and just think about it. Those dudes were all fucked up when they wrote that shit.
Oh, fucking good.
They were all
I don't know about Marty Friedman. Marty Friedman was a fucking.
Yeah, he's probably pretty clean.
Yeah, I think it was pretty clean because fucking his buddy had already fucking, what was his.
But still, fucking Dave Mustaine and Dave Ellison were definitely higher than
shit
when they wrote that album. They probably don't even remember writing it.
Were they cokeheads?
No, they were fucking, they were like heroin and alcohol.
Oh,
and
really? I didn't know they were into heroin.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Fuck.
All kinds of crazy shit.
You know what? I think hands down the best metal fucking, best metal writer fucking is Dave Mustaine, dude. His lyrics as, I think he's a great guitar player. I mean, he does a lot of stuff over and over and over again, and which I don't mind because it's Dave Mustaine, dude. It's fucking Megadeth. But, and he always has that fucking, that guy, you know? His new guitar player, Kiko's fucking ridiculous.
That dude's
dude.
Amazing.
Yeah, ridiculous. Yeah.
I hope he sticks around for
yeah,
a while.
Same here,
really,
dude.
Really good.
Really
and
fucking
I mean,
good.
As a band, they seem to be getting along.
Yeah.
So it seems to be a pretty good formula.
But the cool thing about Marty Friedman, though, is Marty Friedman made that album the way it sounded because who he is, the way he plays.
Well, yeah,
you know that's Marty Friedman's
right.
signature
and
on
that,
that
yeah,
fucking
that
album.
Band, that band has a signature sound from
yeah.
the era of him being in that
yeah,
band.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
But I think Dave Mustaine, his fucking writing abilities, dude, and his fucking brain, yeah. as much shit as gone on yeah. in his life, dude, it's yeah. fucking, I think they should fucking freeze that brain, dude, and bring it back fucking 200 years from now and say, this is what music should be, dude.
I just hope that I've heard that they're getting ready to go back in the studio or they're already in the studio for the next album. I hope that they decide to bring Chris Adler back for the writing and recording process.
Right.
Even if he doesn't tour with them,
right.
I hope he's on that album again because I want to see that happen again.
Yeah.
From listening to some of the interviews with Dave Mustaine and with Chris Adler and just them talking about sort of what the writing process was
yeah.
and the influence that Chris Adler had right. over the way they wrote the new album, I really enjoy that. I think it was a great album
yeah.
because of it, and I hope they do it again. But otherwise, yeah, Kiko's there, and I think it's going to be a fantastic
yeah,
album.
Yeah, fucking...
That guy's really good. Have you ever listened? Have you listened to any of his other stuff? Like,
no.
He was in a band called Angra before this.
Oh, really?
And it's definitely different. It's more kind of progressive metal.
Uh-huh.
But it's fucking, you know, crazy.
Well, when I watched him play, dude, and you
yeah,
know,
he's a madman,
dude. He's doing it with a smile on his face the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
effortless.
Fuck, dude, this dude's doing it. And Marty Friedman made it look easy, but Marty Friedman was really
yeah.
into it, you know?
Right.
And he's playing, and he's like looking at everybody fucking talking and shit. And I'm like, dude,
yeah.
look at your fucking guitar, bro.
I
don't want
no,
you
no,
to fuck this
to.
Solo up, dude. He didn't
no,
have
he to.
I was like, God damn, that guy's a madman, dude.
Yeah. You know,
and he's
funny.
A sexy motherfucker too, dude. He's just fucking hot as fuck, dude.
Yeah. So
I ain't gay or anything, but fuck that guitar and him and his hair and his button-down shirt, dude. Opening his chest showing and shit. I was like, fuck, dude, you're the man, dude.
I watched an interview with him not that long ago, and he was saying that when he was sick, they were asking him like when he plays guitar, and he goes, "I play guitar every day." He goes, "Unless I'm sick or I'm not feeling well for some reason."
Uh-huh.
And they were like, "Well, why is that necessarily?" And he says, "Because I don't want to associate playing guitar with not feeling well. So I only play guitar when I feel well."
That's fucking awesome, dude.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy,
That's fucking
right?
awesome, dude.
That's a badass way to think about
exactly.
that shit. It's like, I'm not in any way, shape, or form going to associate this with anything negative.
Yeah.
That's fucking
Fuck,
cool.
That's bitching, dude. That dude just fucking went up about 10 spots on my chart, dude.
Yeah, right?
I'm just glad my fucking girlfriend's never seen him before because fucking
oh, yeah.
it would
She'll
be game over,
She'll
dude.
Chase his ass
Panty
down,
soaker,
right?
dude. I'm like, nope, you're not going to, you are not going to a Megadeth show.
Oh, that's
oh,
funny.
Fuck.
That's too funny.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's our show.
Yeah, that's it. Fucking reality TV can eat a bag of dicks.
Big old bag of donkey dicks.
Yeah. Fucking, yeah.
Ah!
Can't stand it, dude.
All right. Oh, shit. We did it again, dude. Episode 47.
Yes.
We never even talked about
it. I know.
That.
We got into the weather again.
God,
right
damn,
right off the bat, dude.
Fucking weather again. So that's the problem is we didn't even say what episode it was.
Right?
People are going to be like, oh, no, I've already heard this one. Yeah. They're talking about the weather. You're always talking about the fucking weather. So anyway, episode 47. 47. That was it.
Boom,
I'm out.
Peace.
Eat a bag of dicks.
Big bag.
Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. The old folks say that you gotta end your day by 10. If you're out on a date and you bring it on late, it's a sin. You just ain't no excuse and you know you're gonna lose and never win. I say it again and it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll.